好，我们低头祷告。
Let's bow and pray.
主，我们把你的话语打开，放在你的面前。
Lord, we open your words in front of you.
求主借着你的话语向我们每个人说话。
Lord, may you talk to us through your words.
求主，你柔软我每一个人的心。
We pray that you will soften our hearts.
求主，圣灵在我们里面的工作，无论我们带着什么样的心态，什么样的处境来到你的面前，你都使我们被你的话所摸到。
Oh Lord, touch us through your Holy Spirit, no matter what kind of attitudes that we bring with us this morning.
感谢你今天在我们当中。
We thank you for being with us today.
祷告奉主耶稣的名求。
We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
对，今天是农历新年过掉的第二个礼拜天。
Today we're still celebrating the first Sunday after the Chinese New Year.
然后我就告诉大家说要忍耐。
Then I told you that we need to have perseverance.
好像不合时宜。
It seems doesn't fit.
没有人喜欢听忍这个词。
Nobody like to, be patient.
中国人说忍字心头一把刀。
In Chinese, we said, the character patience, has a knife above the heart.
我们但是在我们的文化里面，我们有很多关于如何忍耐的做人道理。
There are so many teachings of Chinese culture about being patient.
我们从小就很多人小的时候就听过韩信，忍受胯下之辱。
Many people heard about this, ancient story about this famous general Han Xin, who had to endure a humiliation of passing through his opponent's between the two legs of his opponents.
那我们也知道这个孙膑，他装疯卖傻，最后收拾了庞涓。
Another famous war strategist, Sun Bin or Sun Zi, who had to play like a crazy man in order to fool his opponent and finally defeated his opponent, Pang Juan.
作为杭州人呢，我听的最多的是越王勾践，他卧薪尝胆，最后东山再起。
And being from Hangzhou, which is my hometown. The most famous person is the king of Yue Dynasty, Yue Wang, Gou Jian, who had to endure a lot of the pain and humiliation to overcome his enemy.
所以你看，忍是一个好像我们的文化当中非常推崇的一种美德。
So the Chinese really put this virtue of patience very importantly.
但是这个忍和我们今天圣经里面我要和大家讲的忍是不一样的。
But this perseverance is different from what the Bible teaches over here.
我们中国文化里面的忍讲的是表现为不作为，或者是可以有作为，但是为这个更大的目标，所以我现在不作为，就所谓的韬光养晦。
In Chinese culture, the patience is usually teaching us to not.To act, even though we want to, but we need to play it. We need to keep it in a low profile.
而我们在圣经中所讲到的忍耐呢，是鼓励我们不断的坚持，不断的去征战，坚持不断的去做一件事情。
The perseverance that Bible teaches over here is to continue to have that persistence in fighting.
就像提摩太后书四章二节。他讲到说，无论勿要传道，无论得时不得时，总要专心，并用百般的忍耐、各样的教训、责备人、警戒人、劝勉人。
Like in Second Timothy chapter four, the Lord, Paul taught Timothy to have the perseverance, continue to, evangelize, to share gospel with others, and so forth.
对，所以这里的忍耐呢，是指。坚持的做，持续的做，不断的做。
So the perseverance over here means continue to do what is right.
就好像如果我们今天早上还好，我家人跟我一起过来，所以我就开车不是那么 累。那如果是一个人开车要去很远的地方呢，中间你就会想打瞌睡啊，想要走神儿啊，那这个时候我们就需要忍耐，要持续不断的开车。
It's like if we want to drive for a long, long distance without our family around or in the car with us, then it's very hard for us to concentrate, and press forward.
所以这是第一个区别，中国文化里面的忍呢是暂时不做，而圣经所教导的忍呢是要一直的做。
Therefore, there's a contrast. The Chinese culture teaches not to do something, but over here, the Bible teaches to continue to press on.
第二个呢，中国文化里面的忍是一个自我中心的人，是。
Secondly, the Chinese, perseverance is a self-centered, patience.
这个忍是为了我自己的好处，为了我自己的一个大计划。
And it was, for my own sake, for my own great plan.
啊，就像孔子说的"小不忍则乱大谋"。
Like Confucius said, if you don't, hold your temper in small things, you're going to blow up in big things.
那个勾践他也说："集一忍一时之气，争千秋之力。
And Gojin said that you have to have patience for a short period of time in order to achieve the big thing for generations.
对，他说得很赤裸裸，就是为了一个千秋之力。
He was very blunt. He said, "I was striving for my achievement over the generations."
这个人是完全自我中心的。
So those are all self-centered perseverance.
我们在很多听到一些外面的，就是非主内的婚姻辅导的时候，他也讲到妻子要忍耐，或者丈夫要忍耐，但这个忍耐是以家庭幸福为中心的忍耐，他的目的是为了家庭的幸福。
Also, we heard a lot of marriage counseling, especially non-Christian type of counseling, would teach the couple to have patience for each other in order to maintain that marriage.
然后，赵约翰牧师讲到说，基督徒的忍耐是为着荣耀神，因着神叫我们忍耐，所以忍耐，不是为了短暂的家庭幸福，而是为着讨主的喜悦。
But Pastor Zhang Zhao once said that we need to have this patience in our marriage in order to glorify Jesus Christ.
对，如果我们的忍，如果基督徒的忍也是卧薪尝胆、韬光养晦，那么。他这个我们的这个忍也是自我中心的，就不是圣经里所说的忍。
Therefore, if we Christian practice the patience for self-centered reasons, then it's not what was following the Bible teaching.
我们想到圣经当中这一些坚持忍耐的人，他们都没有，甚至都没有机会看到自己忍耐的果效。
We saw a lot of the great models in the Bible. Although they have perseverance, some of them did not even have the chance to see the outcome of their perseverance.
所以神叫我们忍耐，不是为着我们眼前的结果，或者是世俗价值观当中的成功。
Therefore, God teaches us to have perseverance, not to see the success in the short term,
而是出自神，为了神，指向神。
but it was from God. For God and pointed toward God.
无论神是不是能够解决我们眼前的问题，我们都愿意忍耐。
Whether God is going to solve our problem immediately or not, we need to have that perseverance.
那希伯来书是写给一群正在遭受逼迫的犹太基督徒。
And this book of Hebrew was written to those Christians who are under persecution.
我们在北美这个地方没有什么太大的逼迫。
Here in North America, we see very little persecution.
但是我们一样有一些事情是需要坚持和忍耐的。
But there are things that we need to have perseverance and patience.
所以我今天要和大家分享的这个经文里面的信息，就是基督徒需要存忍耐和坚持的心来跟随基督。
Therefore, I'd like to share with you what we read in today's passage. What kind of perseverance should we have?
那在这段经文里面，作者给了我们三个角度来 当我们在忍耐当中的时候，作者给我们三个角度来思想自己的处境。
The author of the Hebrews gave us three perspectives, three angles how we can have perseverance.
第一个角度呢，是往四周看。
The first perspective is to look around you.
经文说，我们既有这许多的见证人，如同云彩围着我们，就当放下各样重担，脱去容易缠累我们的罪，存心忍耐，奔那摆在我们前头的路程。
Verse 1 says that we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses. So let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles.
这段描述我们今天读起来没有太多的同感，但是对于第一世纪的基督徒来说，他脑海中首先会出现一个田径比赛的图画。
We may not have that, we cannot easily relate to this, but if you are talking about the early church Christians, they will immediately have this impression in their mind when they read this verse.
因为他讲到说，如同云彩围绕着我们，那这个是一个田径场，就是我们在这个图上可以看到，是一个今天的田径场也是一样，一群人围观运动员跑步。
They can immediately relate to the stadium where people watching the athletes competing.
在十一章的时候，我们很多人很熟悉，作者列举了大量信心的见证人，以表明信是所望之事的实底，是未见之事的确据。
In chapter 11, many people are familiar with chapter 11, saying great teaching of faith and many good examples of men of faith.
那十二章的时候，作者说我们正在摆奔那摆在我们前头的路程，而这群在十一章中提到的这群见证人呢，就像田径赛场的观众，他坐在周围的观众席上看我们跑。
Therefore, when verse 12:1 talk about run with perseverance the race marked out for us, those witnesses were those men of faith that are sitting on the audience seat and watching us running.
但是他们手里没有爆米花。
Of course, they don't have the popcorns in their hands.
这是一个天上运动会的比喻。
So this is an analogy to our heavenly sports event.
它不是我们今天的，跟我们今天的比赛有点不一样，跟 Super Bowl 有点不一样，就是这些看我们的这些观众呢，他们自己都跑过了。
It's different from the Super Bowl because the audience that are watching us running were the one who already finished their race.
所以我们要注意到，这个比喻并不是告诉我们说，他们在监督我们。
It doesn't mean that they were supervising us.
也不是说我们需要向他们祷告。天主教用这节经文证明说，我们应该向圣徒祷告。
It also doesn't say that we should pray to those saints, as the interpretation by Catholics.
当然更不是叫基督徒之间互相竞争，看谁能先当上长老。
And it's also definitely not ask us to compete with each other to gain the important positions in your church.
因为这个作者用比赛的田径赛的这个比喻，它的重点是落在田径长跑的忍耐这个特质上面。
So this parable is focused on running a long distance race.
我不知道大家最多跑过多少米。
I don't know how long had you.Have you run?
我们在大陆的时候，女生一般是跑一千米，男生是跑三千米。中学的时候。
In middle school in China, boys were asked to run 3,000 kilo.
Three kilometers.
Three kilometers. Three kilometers, meters, and girls 1,000.
那我们都知道说，拿着短跑的心态和期望去跑长跑。结果是很悲剧的。
So you cannot run with the style of short-term dash.
因为我们一开始，如果我们知道今天跑的是长跑，我们一开始就会注意自己的速度、呼吸，也不会在一开始的时候就拿出全部力气来个冲刺。
Because running a long race, you need to adjust your pace, you need to hold your energy until later stage.
因为我们知道这是一个相当长期的过程。
Because it takes a long term to finish up.
我过去带领教会的时候，常常犯一个错误，就是我们请人来参加服事的时候，把服事讲得很轻松。
I made a mistake when I was pastoring church in the past, because when we ask people, we invite people to serve, we told them the service is won't be too time-consuming or needs great efforts.
比如说我们对潜在的细胞小组组长说，哎，细胞小组组长很容易，你只要一个礼拜发封邮件，让大家来聚会就可以了。
For example, we told potential candidates for the cell group leader.We just told them, "Oh, it's easy. You just open up your door and let people come to have a weekly meeting."
或者我们其实是要一个人承担一个事工，但是我们告诉他说，你的主要工作是协调，具体的事情是有人会去做的。
Oh, we told someone to take in charge something. However, we just told them that you are just a coordinator, and a lot of other people will do the work for you.
或者说这个组长的位置你就先做一年，一年以后会有弟兄姐妹，神会兴起他来接替这个组长的职位。
Or ask someone to be in a position for a period of time, and then hopefully after that, God will raise someone else to take his place.
结果人家就上当了。
And then they were tripped into such position.
都做了一年的团契主席或者组长，哎呀，没有合适的人来接替。
Then 1 year passed and.No successor.
那怎么办呢？那我不干，我跟大家说我不干呢。那我等于告诉大家说我不爱主，我不想服侍你们。
But so if I said I want to quit, then it means that I tell everybody that I don't love the Lord and I don't want to serve you.
当然也不忍心。
So these people, those kind of people in the leadership usually won't say that.
那如果干下去呢？心不甘情不愿。
But on the other hand, if they stay on.They feel reluctant.
所以在服事的领域里面会有很多心不甘情不愿勉强服事的同工。
Therefore, we see that in serving the Lord, sometimes you will see those co-workers who are in that position reluctantly.
同样在基督徒生活里面也会有很多勉强聚会的基督徒。
Likewise, for Christians, some areIn a meeting or a gathering, reluctantly.
耶稣说：“凡不背着自己的十字架跟从我的，也不能做我的门徒。”
Jesus said, "If you don't carry your cross, you cannot be my disciple."
他说后面说了一些很有意思的话。他说：“你们哪一个要盖一座楼，不先坐下算计花费，能盖成不能呢？”
He also said that, "Is any one of you that want to build a mansion?" Would not do the calculation and planning in advance.
恐怕安了地基不能成功，看见的人都笑话他。
Otherwise, if you continue to build that building and then it collapses, then you will become a laughingstock.
他后来又做了一个比喻说，打仗的时候你先要算一下自己的兵力够不够。
Also, if a king wants to go out and fight another nation.The king need to calculate whether he has enough army or not.
然后他最后再强调说，你们无论什么人，若不撇下一切所有的，就不能做我的门徒。
At the end, Jesus said, for every one of you, if you don't put down everything you have and follow me, you are not worthy of my disciple.
所以你看，耶稣没有轻巧地告诉别人说，做我的门徒很容易，吃喝我都会供应。
So Jesus doesn't tell his disciples that it's easy to be my followers and I'll provide you things to eat and drink.
相反，他在开头和结尾都强调说要背着自己的十字架和撇下一切所有的。
On the contrary, he told his disciples from the beginning and also in the closing that you need to pay a big price.
所以同样的，当我们邀请人来服侍，或者我们考虑去服侍的时候，是希伯来书告诉我们说要存心忍耐。
So likewise, when we told people to serve in different capacities, the book of Hebrew told us to have perseverance.
他不但像耶稣一样叫我们要计算代价，而且要我们计算持久的代价。
We not only need to calculate the price we need to pay, we also have to calculate the long-term price.
那个代价是什么呢？
And what is this long-term price?
原来这个代价是要放下各样的重担，脱去容易缠累我们的罪。
That price is to throw off everything that hinders you and the sin that so easily entangles us.
这个直接翻译的话，应该说是放下各样重担和缠累我们的罪。
So it requires both.
无论是放下还是脱去，在这个跑步之前都是一个很常见的动作。
Just like we are running a race, we need to put down and throw off everything that adds burden to us.
我们不会穿得像我这样的去跑三千米。
We will not wear a suit to run 3 kilometers.
也不会拿着这个 MacBook 或者是 ThinkPad 去跑长跑。
You will not carry your electronic devices with you to either.
所以这里第一个挑战不是要我们忍耐外面的东西，而是要坚持不断地对付自己的罪，对付自己的重担。
So the first thing is that we need to deal with our own burdens or things that entangles us.
这里挑战我们作为基督徒来说，我们要持续不断地省察自己，对付自己身上的罪，把它脱去，把它放下，把它扔掉。
So it means that we need to continue to examine ourselves and throw off those burdens and snares that entangles.
在教会里面的责任越大，这个操练就越重要。
And the greater your responsibility in the church, the more practice you need in this aspect.
因为对于侍奉的工人来说，这是一个很常见的诱惑，就是我们不愿意在别人面前暴露自己的罪，也不愿意向人道歉。
Because for the workers of Christ, we do not want to expose ourselves to others, our weaknesses, or apologize to others.
我们害怕影响自己的权柄。
Because we are afraid that it will affect our power.
所以挑战每一个弟兄姐妹反思一下，你最近一次跟别人说对不起是什么时候
？So let's recall what was the most recent time that you say I'm sorry to a brother or a sister？
不是礼貌性的说对不起，不是 excuse me 这种形式的对不起。
Not the superficial or for politeness，
而是说 I apologize， 我道歉，我做错了。
But real wholehearted。Apology.
在你的家庭当中，在你的同事之间，在教会的同工之间，甚至父母和儿女之间，我们都需要有这样的操练。
So we need to have that kind of humble attitude in our family, with our co-workers, and in our church.
那这里作者讲到说，罪它的一个影响就是缠累我们，影响我们。拦阻我们去奔跑前路。
Here it also talks about the sins that entangle us, that hold us from running the race.
这种罪的缠累会让我们对神的话语、对神的呼召缺乏信心，也会影响我们更爱这个世界。
These things will affect our dedication to the Lord and will grab us toward the temptation of this world.
也会对我们前面的路程灰心失望。
And we will easily feel frustrated about the race that we are running.
比如说我常常听到说，反正我们都达不到上帝要求的完美，后面半句一般都不说。
For example, we usually heard that, well, no matter how hard I try, we cannot reach the perfect standard that God expects.
所以作者提醒我们，看这些见证人，不是看自己。
So the author reminds us to see those witnesses surrounding us.
当然，这些见证人也不完美。
Of course, those witnesses are not perfect people either.
但是他提醒我们，一个更好的榜样，有一个更高的标准，让我们愿意继续的去脱去和放下。
But it enables us to see a higher standards.That we can follow.
所以我鼓励大家看这些见证人。
So So I would like to encourage you to see those saints of faith.
读一些传道人或者是基督徒的传记。
Read the books of some good pastors or ministers or evangelists.
因为我们看到这些人他们如何对付他们身上容易缠累他的罪，我们就可以看见说这是一个榜样，这是可以，这是做得到的，这不是像上帝的要求那么高，这是做得到的。
Because from their writing, we can see how they overcame their problem and live out God's teaching.
同时，我们也是下一代，甚至是同时代基督徒的见证人。
At the same time, we are the witness to the contemporary Christians.
相对上一代的人而言，同辈人的见证更能够激励人，因为你们之间有文化的认同感。
And because we are compared to the last generation, our testimony is more effective in moving people because they can relate to us.
我有一个同辈的见证人，也是因着他的见证，鼓励我最后做了独身学的决定。
Just like I saw a good testimony of my contemporary, okay, the people of my generation, and because of him, I made a decision to commit myself to full-time ministry.
我在2010年的时候，我还在考虑说，我因为总是有一些，我想如果有人曾经想过要不要全时间的时候，一般都是在经济的问题上会有一些纠结。
For myself, in 2010, I was contemplating whether I should do full-time ministry, and the most common problem is the finance issue.
这个时候有一个已经在威斯敏斯特神学院读书的朋友，他告诉我说，他去2010年的时候，他去迎新，接到了一个新生，那个新生说他认识我。
And this person at that time was in a seminary, Westminster seminary, and he said one time he go pick up a new student, but that new student told him that he know me.
然后我问一下那个新生的名字呢，原来他是我在浙大读书的时候负责出信栽培的一个弟兄。
So I asked who that new student is, and then he told me, and then I found out that was a brother that I was edifying or I was helping him when we were classmates or in the same university in Zhejiang.
So I 就和那个朋友，我就跟那个新生 Skype， 我就听他的见证，他的经历，他怎么迈出这一步。
So I communicated with this new student who were new to that seminary and over the Skype.
这对我迈出我的这一步非常的重要，因为他给我很多的鼓励，他是我的同时代人。
He gave me a lot of encouragement because he and I, our ages are very close.
同样，我们每一个人都可以成为别人面前的见证人，让别人看你的时候，从你身上学习忍耐，学习接受挑战。
So every one of us can be a witness to your contemporary because they can see how you have perseverance in your life.
所以第一节的教导是，当我们看四周的见证人，可以帮助我们脱去重担，存心忍耐，奔那摆在我们前头的路程。
So the first verse teaches that we should see, we should look around, see those witnesses around us, so we can press on and run the race.
那么第二个看呢，是往上看，仰望耶稣基督。
The second aspect is to look above.
第二节说，仰望为我们信心创始成终的耶稣，他因那摆在前头的喜乐，就轻看羞辱，忍受了十字架的苦难，便坐在神宝座的右边。
Verse 2 says, Let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God.
为什么要看耶稣呢？
Why should we look upon Jesus?
第一，这里讲到说，他是为我们信心创始成终的耶稣。
Because he is the author and the perfecter of our faith.
创世表明说耶稣是这个比赛的始作俑者，他是这个比赛的发起人。
Also means that he is the creator of this race.
他预备了得救的道路，他也亲自来到世上来救赎我们，使我们能够放到这个比赛场里。
He prepared this path of salvation for us and came down to save us, give us salvation so we can run this race.
第二个地方这里讲到说他因那摆在前头的喜乐。
Secondly, it says Jesus for the joy set before him.
就表明说这个摆在前头这个用词呢，就是说他也是曾经是个运动员，他也向着目标奔跑过。
It means that Christ himself was once an athlete and he was running the race as well.
那第三，他是这个赛事的完成者，他说成了的时候就已经做成了救赎的工作。
Christ is also the perfecter because on the cross, at the end, he said, it is finished.
也就预定了，当我们进入这个赛事的时候，我们必能在他的保守下跑到终点。
It means that when we run the race, we can finish with his protection.
所以你看，他是比赛的设计者，他是比赛的领跑者，他也是帮助我们成功的那位保护者。
So he is the designer and the first runner and the protector of this whole race.
不但如此，他在跑这个赛跑的时候，他所忍受的苦难大过我们，是十字架的苦难。
In addition, the perseverance that he had to endure is a much greater degree than us.
那为什么耶稣可以这样做呢？当然你可以说因为他是神嘛。
Why could Jesus do that? Of course, you can say, well, because he's the Son of God.
但是圣经的作者让我们提醒我们，首先不是看到他的神性，而是看到他的目的是摆在前头的喜乐。
But verse 2 says that Jesus was looking forward to the joy set before him.
那我们要反思说，神对我的喜乐和奖赏是否给我足够多的动力去服侍他，去坚忍。
So we want to think whether the joy that God gives us enough motivation to finish this race.
还是我的动力是来自弟兄姐妹的喜欢，来自大家的赞赏。
All my motivation of running comes from the praises of my brothers and sisters.
甚至有的时候我们的动机是因为来自别人的需要。
Or was that motivated from fulfilling the needs of others.
因为被需要也是一种很美好的感觉。
Because it lets you feel good when you are needed.
圣经希伯来书说耶稣的动力是摆在前头的喜乐。
So the Hebrew teaches that for Jesus, his motivation is for the joy set before him.
很多不信的朋友会说，你们基督徒都是为了天上的奖赏，所以在那里很坚持，这个是功利主义。
So, non-believers usually challenge us saying that, well, you Christians work hard because you know you will have reward in the heaven. So this is nothing different from the utilitarian theory or utilitarian practice in the world, right?
的确，好像是这样。
It looks like that.
但是我们要反思说，一种他们觉得可能说我满足别人的需要，我帮助了别人，这种动机比为了天上的奖赏的动机来得更高尚。
Because some of them feel that it has an even more noble status if you feel that you are needed by someone and you can help others. It's more noble than getting the reward in heaven.
我不这么看，因为我觉得为着天上的喜乐，为着天上的奖赏而去服侍呢，需要一个更强大的信心，一个更高的价值观。
But I dispute that because I think running a race for the heavenly reward requires an even stronger faith.
所以当我们往天上看的时候，是看到天上的 永存的喜乐和荣耀。这是重生得救的基督徒，他的价值观被改变以后真正羡慕的东西。
So a Christian, when his view should be changed and should develop such a understanding that he is running the race for the joy that was set for him in the heaven.
那这里他讲到说，耶稣是轻看羞辱，忍受了十字架的苦难。
Here it also says that Jesus Christ scorned its shame.
认真跟随主的基督徒一定会为主的缘故受到一些的挑战和损失，即便是在这个信仰自由的国家。
So even in this free country, if you want to be a serious Christian, a follower of Christ, you will be ridiculed in some aspects.
我在的那个教会黄亚明牧师，他有一次讲到的时候，他说，如果一个基督徒没有因为信仰的缘故，哪怕是受到过一点的麻烦，那么我们就要怀疑你的信仰是不是真的。
My pastor Huang Yaming, once said in his sermon that if you have been a Christian for a while and you never feel being challenged or ridiculed by this world, then you have to question your faith.
比如说，当我们爱人的灵魂，我们个人传福音的时候，我们会受到一些质疑和挑战。
For example, when you want to share gospel with someone else, you will be challenged.
比如说我有个朋友，我跟他传福音的时候，他跟我说，我的另外一个朋友某某某，他也是一个基督徒，他从来没有像你这样跟我传教，没有这么好像意思就是说我在好像在推销一些东西，而别的人更高尚，他不推销。
For example, once I shared the gospel with a non-believer, and he said, well, I also know someone who is also a Christian, but how come that person is not as pushy as you do?
因为在我们今天这个相对主义的文化，这个世界观里面，大家觉得说没有绝对的真理，所以你信你的，我信我的，我觉得你觉得上帝存在，我觉得如来佛存在，这个不影响我们之间的关系。
Because in today's ideology,We feel that everything is relative. You can believe your Jesus Christ. I can believe my Buddha.
那么，当我们传福音的时候，我们就会面对这种相对主义的文化的挑战。
So we are facing this challenge of relativism.
另外，在我们服事的时候，我们也会有很多的挑战和困难。
And when we are serving in the church, we also face a lot of difficulties and challenges.
因为我们服事是罪人嘛。
Because we are all sinners.
所以当我们服事的时候，我们要想到说，往上看，是看到摆在前头的喜乐，不是眼前的称赞。
So when you serve, you should look upwards for God's praise, not the praises for men.
我想起我以前我们在开有一次开同工会的时候，有一位同工他就分享他的一个经历。我的印象非常深刻。
I still have a very deep impression recalling a co-worker's meeting.
他在一家上海的一家美国公司担任很高的职位。
One of our co-workers, when we were in Shanghai, he works in a American company and was in very high position.
他同时也是细胞小组的组长。
He was also the group leader in a cell group.
他在对我们细胞小组，他在下班的时候，他要为这个细胞小组要准备一些食物。
So he after work he need to prepare food for the cell group gathering.
那个礼拜五呢，他又要加班，又下雨，打不到出租车。
That Friday evening, it was raining and he had to work long hours, and it was raining. He could not find a taxi to take him home.
所以他像快递一样，手里拿着很多这个吃的东西，那什么什么炒面啊之类的，然后呢，鞋子又进水，好不容易到了家。
So in his hand he grabbed a lot of the fast food, and then he rushed to home. All his shoes were soaked.
结果组员都迟到了。那个小组的组员都迟到。
And his group members were all late.
拖拖拉拉的来。
They came at different time.
所以聚会整整晚开始了半个多小时。
The whole meeting was delayed by 30 minutes.
他心里就很恼火，他心里就问自己一个问题，我这图的是什么呢？
So he asked himself, work so hard for them.
同一个办公楼里面,
In my work building, all other directors would not spend their time doing those things.
但是当小组结束的时候,
But after the meeting, when he saw brothers and sisters cannot stop talking about the Bible study and chat, and then he felt a great joy in his heart.
他顿时觉得前面所做的都值了。
And now he feels that it was all worth his effort at the beginning.
即便没有人感谢他为大家准备食物,
although not many people thank him about arranging the food.
我想我们这里很多服侍的同工, 包括魏老师, 也会有这样的感触。
So I believe many workers, co-workers over here can share the same feeling.
因为我们的坚忍不是为着眼前的好处, 也不是为着将来的好处, 甚至也不是为着人的感谢, 而是因为那摆在前头的喜乐。
Because our perseverance is not for people's praise now or in the future, but rather for the joy in the heaven.
所以我盼望每一个基督徒都享受这种喜乐。 你享受的时候, 享受这种喜乐的时候, 你就会说都值了。
So I hope that every one of you can enjoy this kind of joy.
所以第二节的教导是, 仰望耶稣基督, 可以帮助我们轻看羞辱, 忍受苦难。
So verse 2 says, let us fix our eyes on Jesus. Therefore, we can look down upon all those humiliations and ridicules that we are going to face.
我们再来看第三节,第三个视角,就是透视。
The third perspective is to see and penetrate.
三到四节说,那忍受罪人这样顶撞的,你们要思想,免得疲倦灰心,你们与罪恶相争,还没有抵挡到流血的地步。
It says that consider him who endures such opposition from sinful men, so that you will not grow weary and lose heart. In your struggle against sin, you have not yet resisted to the point of shedding your blood.
所以这里讲到这个坚忍的对象的时候呢,就变成外部的东西了。
Here it's talking about against the outside attacks.
这种罪人的顶撞可以是来自教会内部的,也可以是来自教会外部的。Those
kind of opposition can come from internal, from inside the church or from outside.
我第一次在上海开布道会讲道的时候,最前面一排有一位男士,我讲一句,他顶一句。
First time I gave an evangelism talk in Shanghai, and a guy sit in the front seat. Every time I say one sentence, he will refute back one sentence.
我记得我在这个投影片上放一个六层的PCB电路板，我说这个是设计出来的，大家都看得见，很精细。I
put a PowerPoint slide about a PCB board. I said this is designed by engineer.
然后我放一个DNA的，也是很精细。我说，那大家觉得这个是怎么来的呢？
I also put a DNA picture, and I asked people, how was this DNA created?
他就大声地说，进化出来的。And
he would say, through evolution.
不过感谢主，这个人在一年多后又信主。Praise
the Lord that guy, the stubborn guy, put his trust in the Lord within a year.
虽然不是在我们教会信主。Although
it's not in my church.
但是我听到的时候，我心里就像前面所说的。
But I have that great joy.
那同样我们也在服侍教会弟兄姐妹的时候也会受到一些的顶撞。
Likewise, when we are serving our brothers and sisters, we will encounter ridicules.
但是这个作者他不单单是写给服侍的人,这个希伯来书是写给所有的当时在逼迫当中的犹太基督徒。
So this this book of Hebrew was written to all the Christians who are under persecution and opposition at that time.
他们在一个受逼迫的文化, 有可能在一个, 一些征战面前, 他们会产生一些我们今天同样会产生的想法。
So under constant opposition and persecution, I believe the believers at that time will have some feeling that we can share today.
可能在一些征战面前，他们会想说：“算了，我又做达不到上帝完全的标准，何必苦撑呢？”
They may think this way, well, since I cannot reach the high standards of God, why should I continue to strive?
啊，或者是我何苦？我图的是什么呢？我何苦要得罪别人呢？
Or what do I gain? Why should I offend other people?
在中国的时候，过年其实对教会来说最大的一个挑战就是，我们怎样让那些回家过年的弟兄姐妹不参与当地的迷信活动？
In China, a great challenge to church is that when people come back to home to celebrate Chinese New Year, how can we teach our brothers and sisters not to be involved in those traditional activities that would not please the Lord?
我想我们在座的弟兄姐妹，如果你要回家要过年或者是奔丧，或者是参加婚嫁喜庆，都可能有这样的挑战。
Because it's very common in China that whether you go home celebrate Chinese New Year's or in weddings or in funerals, you will encounter those cultural rituals that may be against our faith.
所以有的时候我就听到一些弟兄姐妹说，他们那个时候心里的交战就是算了，一年回家一次，就听父母一次吧，反正我一年其他364天也不听父母的，我
So,
回去以后再向上帝认罪。
very often I heard brothers and sisters confess to me that, well, so they give up their stance when they go home because they feel that I only go home one day per year, so I'll try to be submissive to my parents, and then for the other 364 days, I will be submissive to God.
所以《希伯来书》的作者说，所有这样的与我们的价值观和文化相冲突的，它的背后都是一个与罪恶的象征。
Book of Hebrews teaches that all those oppositions that we saw, in the back of those oppositions, it's evil.
作者说：“你们要思想。”他叫我们思想什么呢？
So it says that you need to ponder on this.
那么，如果我们读英文圣经的话，英文圣经里面是很清楚，consider him，是思想耶稣基督。
Number three, verse three says, "Consider Christ."
所以，我们不是说自己想我应该怎么办，而是思想耶稣基督。
So rather than think, "What should we do?" We should think, "We should consider Christ."
那作者指出说，这些顶撞、这些冲突的本质，是因为我们双方站在不同的阵营里面，我们站在不同的立场里面，而对方的立场是一个罪人的立场，因为他不认识神，他也不知道人的使命是要荣耀神。
Because verse 3 says that we face such an opposition because the other side was not saved. Therefore, their thinking was under the control of Satan.
然后我们真正的对象，不是我们眼前的这个人。不是，你不能对自己的父母说“撒旦退去吧”，我们征战的对象乃是这个世界的罪恶，是弯曲悖谬、撒旦掌权的世界。
And the subject that we are fighting against is the evil power that controls this world. So therefore, we should not say to our parents that Satan, get out of me.
所以，这个征战的本质是与罪恶征战的话，那我们也要晓得说，我们的退让、我们的妥协、我们的放弃，也是向罪恶的退让、妥协和放弃。
So we have to remember that if you compromise, if you step back, you are compromising to sin.
那这里作者讲到说，相争的话，这是一个摔跤的比喻，所以我用了一幅摔跤的罗马摔跤的图画。
So here I show you a wrestling, the Roman wrestling.
所以作者提醒我们说，刚才他提到个田径比赛，现在他让我们看一个摔跤比赛。
Verse 2, we saw the symbol of running the race. Verse 3, here we saw the wrestling against sin.
所以这里 我们再一次的看到说，作者不是叫我们消极的忍耐，不是韬光养晦、卧薪尝胆，而是一个持续不断的征战，持续不断的去坚守神的阵营。
Here we see the perseverance means actively engage in wrestling against sin rather than just wait.
那么，他这里也讲到说，我们与罪相争还没有抵挡到流血的地步。这个我想，对于在座的人来说就不用多解释了。
So verse 4 says that even in your struggle against sin, you have not yet resisted to the point of shedding your blood.
所以作者其实是让我们再回想前面所说的见证人和耶稣，让我们看到有人为我们付更大的代价。
Because it refers to the earlier example in verse 1. So many witnesses, some of them, including Jesus Christ, they shed their blood.
所以我也盼望我们在座的，如果有机会回国，正好恰逢一些时机的时候，不要妥协。
So I really encourage you, brother and sister, if you have chance to go back to Asia, your hometown, okay, when you are facing this kind of confrontation, you should not compromise.
因为你所征战的对象是这个罪恶撒旦掌权的世界。
Because the subject that you are fighting against is this world that is controlled by Satan.
好，那么在后面就是从第五节开始，作者就进一步的展开这些征战的背后根本的原因是神的管教。
And starting from verse 5 and continue on, the authors talk about the reason of this wrestling is God's teaching.
Discipline.
God's discipline.
这里的管教它不是一个负面的惩罚，不是我们常常理解管教这个词是负面，就好像我们叫小孩去罚站打他的屁股，我不知道美国可不可以打屁股。这个我们认为管教是一种负面的惩罚，但是在希伯来的文化里面，管教是一种正面的陶造。
Discipline are usually interpreted as a negative side of punishment. However, in the Hebrew context, discipline also means bring up the positive edification.
所以英文可能说 nurture, 或者说这个教育他。
So in English, it's nurturing, it's educating.
所以这节经文第四节，在我们灰心，当我们消极，我们不愿意侍奉的时候，可以给我们带来鼓励。
So verse 4, it will encourage us when we feel frustrated.
因为作者要我们思想，也盼望每一位都思想。
In verse 3, the author encourages to consider Christ.
所以我做最后总结一下，我们新年刚刚过完，然后我就跟大家说要忍耐。
So in summary, although we were still within 1 week of Chinese New Year, and I have this tough topic of perseverance.
这个忍耐是一个积极的忍耐，就是要坚持，在你一切神所定义让你去做讨神喜悦的事上坚持。
Perseverance means that we should continue to press on the role of faith on all the good things that God asks us to do.
这里我们所坚持对付的有我们内在的罪，也有外在的环境。
We need to deal with our inner sin and also the external environment.
如果你立定心智每天读圣经，就要坚持。
If you have made up your mind to read the Bible daily, then you should persevere on this.
如果你定义每天为你的父母或者配偶子女祷告，你要坚持。
If you have decided to pray for your parents or your spouse, your children, do that.
如果你定义要在教会在小组里面有服事，那么更要坚持。
Or if you have made commitment to serve your church in any position, you should persevere on that.
这个坚持和忍耐不是为了我自己的益处，也不是为着在教会职位的高升，升了也没啥好处。
It's not for your own sake or for promotion within your church.
而是为着那将来的喜乐，为着神的荣耀。
But for God's glory and the future joy in heaven.
那在这个坚持的过程当中，既然要坚持，那就一定有一些因素不让你坚持，不然就不会用坚持这个词。
And perseverance means that you are going to encounter challenges and hardship.
当我们遭遇到这些挑战的时候，我们就想起希伯来书十二章第一节到第四节，作者所说的三个视角。
So when you heard, when you face those oppositions, you should bring yourself back to this chapter, the verses that we read.
第一个视角，向四周看，看见证人。
We should have that three perspective. First, look around you.
第二个，向上看，看救主耶稣基督。
Secondly, look upward to see Christ himself.
第三，透过去看，征战的本质是与罪恶相争。
And thirdly, see through, penetrate, to see that your opposition was actually coming from the evil.
所以，既然是新年刚过，那么就愿神从这一年的起头就帮助我们坚持，帮助我们忍耐，帮助我们立定心志。
And at the beginning of this Chinese New Year, we pray that God will help us to have perseverance.
我们祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们谢谢你，在今天，也让我们看到你为我们设立了坚持的见证人，有坚持的榜样。
Lord, we thank you that today you led us to see those witnesses, the examples of faith.
主，我们为着我们所遭遇的难处感谢你。
We also thank you for the problems and oppositions that we ran into.
因为正因着这些挑战，才让我们的生命得以成长。
Because of those challenges, we grow.
求主帮助我们。
Oh Lord, help us.
祷告奉主耶稣的名求。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.